good afternoon. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling for Kim.
Yeah, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. I'm calling in regards to Joan Jasinski. You had spoken to my coworker, Jasmine. You needed us to find an aide in your area to service her for home care.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to confirm the schedule and the needs that she needs help with. So you stated Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
And how many hours was she approved for?
She's approved for 24 hours on the weekend.
Okay, and what assistance does she need help with? Like bathing, dressing?
Dressing, some, not exactly a full bath, but, you know, wiping off with the sanitary, I don't know what you call them. Let's see.
Like wipe.
They come in
down.
A package. Yes, yes.
Okay.
My mom has incontinence, so she can get to the bathroom, but she would need help putting the clean briefs on.
Okay.
She also needs help. She sleeps in her recliner. She needs assistance helping get her up out of her recliner. She does most of the work, but she needs someone to hook their arm under my mom's right arm and assist her up.
Okay. Does she need help with, like, any meal preps, meals, cooking?
Yeah. She gets mom's meals. It's like Meals on Wheels.
Okay.
You put them in the microwave and that's it. She has a home health aide during the week who does her grocery shopping. So the person on the weekend really would not have to go anywhere. Take my mom to appointments. That would not be necessary. My mom has fallen in the home. So someone who can, you know, just monitor her safety, of course.
Okay.
And my mom has a cat.
Okay.
But she does not smoke. No smoking in the home.
Okay, and did you want to do an over-the-phone interview, or a meet and greet in person with the caregivers that we have?
A meet and greet in person.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. So I'm going to get in contact with the caregivers that we have to see when they will be available to do a meet and greet, and I'll follow up with you, okay?
Okay, how many do you have in mind?
We have
how many
about
caregivers?
Four, because the area is tough. It's in Bucks County.
Yes.
We have about four, but we are recruiting more in the area who are interested in jobs.
Are these four, do they all live in Philadelphia?
We have a couple that actually live in Quakertown, two in Quakertown and two in Philly. I know there's trouble with, you know, commuters from Philly driving all the way to Bucks, but we do have a couple that do the commute.
Okay. But you also have two who live in Quakertown.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll just see if they want to take the case and when it's the best time to do the meet and greet, okay? And I'll follow up with you.
Okay. I'm sorry, your name again?
My name is Erica.
Erica?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
No worries.
I'm pretty sure I told you everything about my mom. Do you have any questions?
As of right now, no. I'm just going to plug in all this information and reach out to the caregivers. And then if I have any additional questions that they might have asked, I will follow up with you.
Okay. Well,
alrighty.
Thank you for calling, Erica.
No problem. You have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You.